from KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Sarah Hotchkiss, KQED Arts Visual Arts Editor.
And we're at the Anglin Gilbert Gallery in San Francisco's Dogpatch neighborhood. We're out in the real world on this field trip, checking out some ceramic work and drawings by Martin Wong. He's an artist born in Portland and raised in San Francisco. And we're starting the show out in the field because we're going to talk about a number of museum and gallery shows worth taking in now or during the holidays when we all have a bit more time and maybe we want to go out with our families or escape them.
The Anglin Gilbert show is actually a really great place to start as a supplement to the Berkeley Art Museum retrospective that's happening right now, which has a huge amount of Martin Wong's works. Here we have a lot of his ceramics and drawings that he made when he was living in San Francisco before he moved to New York, where he made a lot of his paintings. And one of the stories that just makes me love Martin Wong and his work is when he was living in the Lower East Side, he was preparing for a big solo gallery show. He got anxious about selling the work, and so he decided that he should hand it out for free to his neighbors just 2 weeks before his own opening, which of course made the gallery freak out.
Because they were worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars. Here they've been getting away for free, and so they had to scramble to try to recover all these paintings from people who had no idea what they were holding on to. And Martin Wong was completely unrepentant.
Yeah, and I was really moved and touched by the work of Martin Wong as well. And one thing about him, this is this gay Chinese American raised in San Francisco, died way too young of AIDS, living back with his parents in San Francisco. But he spent a lot of time in New York and painted these beautiful portraits of some of the men he hung out with, but also portraits of himself kind of as a real Westerner in a cowboy hat and cowboy shirt with Chinese dragons emblazoned on the shirt. They're just spectacular, very colorful, very funny. So Martin Wong, Human Instamatic, continues at the Berkeley Art Museum through December 10th, and his show of ceramics and drawings continues at the Anglin Gilbert Gallery through November 25th. Now let's hear a story about Elijah the Prophet's violin.
Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a young lady, a very loving young lady. She lived with her two older sisters and her father, who was a merchant, a businessman of sorts. Now one day he gathered his family.
So we're back in the studio now listening to the voice of Jordan Hill, and that narration is part of a show at the Contemporary Jewish Museum where they've commissioned 16 artists to make photos and sculptures and paintings and videos. There's even a singing seashell.
And this singing seashell and all the objects in the show are inspired by traditional Jewish folk tales. And in the exhibition, you can listen to these stories being read aloud and also online. And one of my favorite pieces in the show is this piece by Bay Area artist Mike Rothfeld. And he was able to combine his love for science fiction with this idea of passing through a portal into another world. He made this fantastic archway out of foam that's covered in these pearlescent, reflective colors. And it sits right at the entrance of the show. So it welcomes you into the exhibition that's all about fantasy and folk tales.
Yeah, Jewish Folk Tales Retold continues at the Contemporary Jewish Museum through January 28th. Really one of our favorite shows in the Bay Area right now. A couple of others, though. Gods in Color is a great little selection of works at the Legion of Honor. It turns out Greek and Roman statues weren't just white marble. They were supposed to be brightly painted, and often in kind of garish, loud colors. And that's how they're presented in this show.
Using techniques like ultraviolet light, archaeologists can identify these flecks of paint that are trapped in the crevices of these ancient statues. And from those flecks, deduce the colors and the patterns that used to adorn the entire figure of the statue. And not only is this show visually stunning, but it challenges this notion of classical beauty that's been informed by pristine white statues that never actually were white.
Gods in Color continues at the Legion of Honor Museum through January 7th, and that's still the museum with the very best views of San Francisco and the Golden Gate for all your out-of-town guests. A few more shows, both in the South Bay. I want to remind people about the terrific This Is Not a Selfie exhibition at the San Jose Museum of Art. This is a collection of self-portraits by photographers, and some of these images are really disturbing, including Catherine Opie's self-portraits where she cuts designs, literally cuts them in her bag. Jack, and others are just beautiful and sometimes very funny, and that's at the San Jose Museum of Art through January 14th.
Also not to be missed is Nina Cacciadorian's retrospective at the Cantor in Palo Alto. Her practice is all about finding humor in the mundane things of everyday life, like old family stories, long flights, stacks of books, and spiderwebs. And she captures this all in photographs, videos, and a lot of self-portraits. The Nina Cacciadorian show, Curiouser, continues through January 7th at the Cantor Arts Center on the Stanford campus. Music now from the Del Sol Quartet.
That's the Del Sol String Quartet, and they're really a Bay Area treasure, and they've put together a knockout series of shows celebrating their 25th anniversary, playing the work of two generations of California composers and a bunch of other composers as well. The two generations are Terry Riley, who could be said to be the inventor of minimalism with his piece In C, and also Riley's son, Gian.
Sai, do you play the ukulele?
No, I don't. I wish I could.
Yeah, neither do I. And it's too bad because on November 17th, the Whole Soul Festival, part of this anniversary celebration, is inviting the audience members to bring their ukuleles and, with a little bit of practice prior to the show, play alongside the quartet.
Yeah, maybe we could join in next year with some study. The Del Sol Quartet with guests Gian and Terry Riley, Berkeley's Teresa Wong, Gabriella, Lena Frank, and others plays the Atrium Theater at the War Memorial Building in San Francisco Thursday through Saturday, November 16th through the 18th. And Robert Deckers makes gorgeous dances at the intersection of ballet and modern dance for his company, Post Ballet. And Deckers makes really quirky musical choices as well.
Back in the closet again, back where I ain't got a friend.
That's Lavender Country, a band led by Patrick Haggerty. They recorded the very first gay country album back in 1973. Still one of the only ones, I guess. And Robert Decker's Post Ballet's new work is a ballet based around music by Lavender Country. And for Decker's, this music is radical and still really relevant.
It is for people who have an interest and a passion for love, for human connection, for equality, for freedom. And if you believe in those things, then this music is for you.
Lavender Country really defies stereotypes we have about country music as a straight, conservative genre. And in this production, Deckers and his co-choreographer, Vanessa Thiessen, have really followed their soundtrack's lead. So they are upending traditional gender roles when it comes to ballet. Post Ballet performs Lavender Country at Z-Space in San Francisco on November 17th and November 18th. And up in the North Bay, life is kind of getting back to a semblance of normal.
Way down on Music Row, is there anyone you know who might lend a helping hand, 'cause I could stand a better show.
Hard travel.
Yeah, that's kind of country, too. That's Hard Traveling by Mandolin Orange, and this is a wonderful folk duo. And they're playing the Red Barn stage at Good Luck Bunshu on Sunday. This is the first show there since the awful North Bay fires, and Good Luck Bunshu is right in the town of Sonoma. And winery president Jeff Bunshu books the bands at the winery, where the family house burned down, but the winery was spared.
It's fair to say that we're all still a little shaken up here, and so any time that we get together, you know, we're not taking it for granted maybe as much as we have been. And this first show will be a grateful sign that things are back to some sort of normalcy up here.
Andrew Marlin and Emily France of Mandolin Orange create these beautiful, seemingly effortless harmonies. And eerily, their latest album has a song in it called Wildfire. The cover image of the album is actually trees on fire. So I doubt they'll be playing that in Sonoma on Sunday. But with so many spaces gone or temporarily closed right now, it's nice to see that the arts are coming back to life in the North Bay. Mandolin Orange play Gunlock Bunshu Winery in the town of Sonoma on Sunday evening. And pop star Olivia O'Brien, born and raised in the city of Napa, will do a benefit show at Gunlock Bunshu on December 11th. And here's another fundraiser.
That's That's a great local band, the Sam Chase, and they're backing up Rupa and the April Fishes at Slim's in San Francisco on Sunday, November 19th, in a benefit for survivors of the Wine Country fires. And that same night, November the 19th, everyone involved with the San Francisco Symphony, the orchestra musicians, conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, and all the staff are donating their time for a concert featuring Aaron Copland and other composers in a benefit for North Bay Fire Relief. That's on Sunday, November 19th. And Sarah, we have time for a shout out now.
Yeah, so on November 11th, the Bay Area gets a taste of this competitive event that's been taking Peru by storm. It's called Lucha Libre, and it's a literary wrestling match featuring five queer and trans writers of color who are going to literally battle each other for publication rights of their next chapbook. So it's not wrestling, but the competition is that they each get three words that they have to incorporate into a narrative live in front of a screaming crowd, all under 10 minutes. And I don't know if they're going to be wearing wrestling costumes. You have to show up for that. Lucha Libre is happening on Saturday, November 11th at the Park Gym in San Francisco.
And I want to mention Regina Carter. She's the queen of jazz violin, doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. And Regina Carter is at the Hammer Theater in San Jose on Thursday, November 16th. And then she plays Herbst Theater on Friday, the 17th in San Francisco. Then on Sunday, the 19th of November, she's at the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society in Half Moon Bay. And on Monday, the 20th, Carter plays Kuumba in Santa Cruz. And Sarah Hotchkiss, thanks so much for co-hosting the show.
Thanks for having me, Cy.
And we post details on all the shows we mentioned at kqed.org/arts. And pick up our podcast at all the usual hotspots. And Sarah Hotchkiss, how do we follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at S.A. Hotchkiss.
And I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.